Michelle Dickman, WRPR News. Recently, there's been a controversy surrounding pet stores that sell cats and dogs from puppy mills. According to the ASPCA website, the dogs that come from these puppy mills may carry diseases such as kennel cough, heart disease, and epilepsy, just to name a few. There are already thousands of cats and dogs who are without homes, yet the puppy mills continue to overbreed dogs in order to make money. I went to the Ramapo Bergen Animal Rescue to get a better idea of how important it is to adopt and not shop at puppy mills. So I'm here with Wendy, the adoption manager at Robari Animal Shelter in Oakland, New Jersey. So why do you feel it's important to adopt rather than shop, quote unquote?
Okay, well, first of all, if you go to a pet store, those dogs are coming from puppy mills.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever had the opportunity to see pictures from puppy mills, it's horrible. It's horrible living conditions. It's literally cages on top of cages on top of cages. Dogs are kept in the cage nonstop unless they're pulled out to have them mate.
Mm-hmm.
So they eat, they go to the bathroom, they get hosed down, they never come out, they never walk, they never see people. It's cruel. And it's really, you know, there's so many animals already in the world who need to find good loving homes. There's no need for people to be perpetuating.
What's, like, the most rewarding part of working in a shelter for you? Do you feel it's, like, when, like, someone adopts a new dog,
yeah,
or...
Especially when it's a dog who has had a little bit of a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the dogs, adult dogs that come in here have issues, a variety of issues. So when you have a dog who hasn't attracted a lot of people, and then all of a sudden the right family comes in. We had a dog who was here for 2 years.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the right family came in and she went home. And nothing's better than that.
Wow. That's awesome. So I'm here with Ramapo College student Sydney Boss, and she's a huge dog lover and has adopted dogs of her own. How many adopted dogs do you actually have, Sid?
I have 2 adopted dogs.
And where did you adopt them from, or why did you decide to adopt them?
My family decided to adopt them because we decided to give a dog a second chance and really believed that dogs can have a better life than what they used to have, and why they got rid, and why, like, other people got rid of their pets. We have 2 great dogs, and my one dog was in a kill shelter, and she literally is the best dog ever and listens so well, so I can't imagine her being a bad dog and someone getting rid of her.
And what is your take on pet stores and what they do to their dogs and how they treat them?
Pet stores don't treat those newborn dogs very well because they just keep them in the cages for at least, like, up to 12 hours a day when they need to be out running, not in little cages, and they need to experience the outside, not just the inside, and have people maul them constantly.
In order to understand how important it is to adopt dogs, we must know the facts. Every dog needs a loving home, and it is not their fault that some of them are placed in mills and then sent to the pet store. However, it is unfortunate that these dogs are overbred and given an unhealthy life, some never getting the opportunity to experience what a happy, healthy home feels like. Michelle Dickman, WRPR News.